prayer. It's a great way to discern what to do when we approach life's roadblocks. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on Making Your Life Count, Deborah Cody is our guest.
As you keep persevering to try to find God's will for you, what path, what road you're supposed to be on, if you hit a roadblock, then you have to pray and you have to discern what His will is for you to be blocked or to work harder at it.
Deborah recalls an hilarious personal illustration.
One time I was riding down the road. I live in kind of a rural area, and I was headed toward town, and I ended up going a back way on this little road by a pond. Well, all of a sudden, I realize there's something in the road, and I slam on my brakes, and it's this big, fat, waddling, black and white duck, and she doesn't care, and she's standing there looking, she won't move. So I beat my horn, I yell at her out the window, I do everything to try to get her to go. She plunks her little self right down there in the middle of the road.
And that's when things got even more comical for Deborah.
It's 95 degrees outside. I don't want to leave my air-conditioned car, but I have to be somewhere. So I get out, I go around, and I'm trying to shoo her, and she's fighting me back. And, you know, she just isn't going anywhere. So I finally have to get a stick on the side of the road and nudge her. Of course, she has to peck at the, you know, at the stick. And I finally kind of herd her back over, very unwillingly, mind you, back over to the pond. Well, I liken that to many things that we try spiritually. She was a roadblock, and she really wasn't much. I mean, she was a tiny little duck. But, you know, I look at a lot of roadblocks like that. Certainly those ducks turn into brick walls. And I guess that's all part of discernment and prayer, that we have to turn to the Lord to say, am I supposed to nudge this duck out of my way, you know, or should I just give up and turn around and try another route?
What a great reminder. We need to look to God through prayer, even with the roadblocks that we encounter in life.